Hey everyone, this is Jordan from SleekLens.com, and in this episode of the podcast, this is going to be kind of a technical one, but I'm going to make it fairly easy to understand, hopefully, for people who are not familiar with backups. Now, in this podcast, I'm going to kind of tell you my backup strategy, and this is not the exact strategy that you might want to employ when you're backing up your photos and all of your files. This is just a strategy that has worked for me, and it's a strategy that I can probably improve upon. But right now, this is working for me with the amount of photos I take and the amount of general data that I have to play with. So I'm going to talk about that, and then I'm also going to talk about a cool little project that the guys over at PhotographyConcentrate.com are working on, and they have a cool backup guide that will kind of help you if you're trying to get more familiar than kind of what I'm going to talk about in this podcast. If you want to have a complete strategy put together, just kind of exactly what you're dealing with, it'll help you with doing that. Find out the equipment that you need, everything like that. So we'll talk about that a little later. But let's kind of talk about right now, kind of what you should be thinking about when you're trying to employ a backup strategy. So let's quickly talk about a reason why you should back up. This should be a reason that you would never have to probably explain hard enough to people, because everybody should be backing up their photos and just generally their information on their computer, from the beginning. But really, we're going to talk about the reason why you should back up is because things typically fail. That's an obvious thing. So, like right now, I have about five external hard drives, about four external hard drives, somewhere around there, four or five, that are constantly plugged into my computer at all times. And they're only one of them is really used for a on-site backup, but the others are just extra storage. My computer has a 2 terabyte hard drive in it, but I need more, so I have a couple more hard drives in there, and some of them are about 1 terabyte. One's 500 gig that I've had forever. And there's very, very varied sizes, and then I label them differently. So I know that one particular hard drive is for just a general on-site backup. So that hard drive that I use for a general on-site backup is kind of a very larger drive. Not as large as some other people might have, at their disposal, but mine's an 8 terabyte hard drive, and it just sits right behind my computer. And that is what I kind of copy my main stuff to, my more important stuff. So obviously my photos, maybe some documents that really hardly ever change, stuff, just general stuff like that. Some family photos, some small videos that I might pull off of my iPhone or something like that, that I'll keep on my computer as a backup. I will put all of that stuff, categorized, organized on that 8 terabyte hard drive in specific folders. So, you know, if something ever happens, if maybe my 500 gig hard drive goes out and I have some really important information on there, I could easily go into the other hard drive, my backup hard drive, pull that information off and just copy it back over. And I really didn't lose much of anything besides time. Now, typically people think that is a solid backup solution. That's pretty much all they need to do. But what has become a really important topic when it comes to backups is actually an off-site backup. Now, there's two different ways of doing an off-site backup, and that is through a service like Backblaze. That's the one that I currently use. It's a really great service. I really, really enjoy using that service. I've had zero issues, and I've been using it for roughly about 4 years now, and I've had to pull some stuff off of there. And it works really well. So really quick, if you want to see information about Backblaze, see what they kind of offer, you can click the link in the description in the podcast notes. You'll see that there, and you'll get more information about Backblaze. It's a really awesome service. I really enjoy it. But that's the specific one that I use. And the main reason I signed up with them in the very beginning is because they allowed external hard drive backups as well. So it's not going to just back up my computer. It's not going to back up that one hard drive on my computer. It's going to back up my computer plus all of the other attached hard drives that I have to my computer. So if I get a USB hub and I attach 10 different hard drives to it, it's going to back up every hard drive that I have attached. That's really important. Especially if you are a photographer that has a ton of hard drives everywhere, you want to be able to make sure that they're going to back up everything, not just your actual main hard drive. I could even set it up if I wanted to, and this I don't see a reason to do this, to tell you the truth, but if I wanted to, I could even set it up to every time I put in an SD card, it's going to read that SD card and it'll back up that SD card. I don't need it to do that because all of my files are technically pulled into Lightroom and they're backed up in my Lightroom folder, which is then backed up externally on Backblaze. And you can kind of see the redundancy there. But it's a really great service. I really enjoy it. I use it all the time. If I need to pull some stuff off there when I'm off site somewhere, I can actually go into my computer and pull the files that were backed up previously and find the files that I need. So really great service. So that's one style of offsite backup. The other one is kind of a manual solution, which is actually still not a bad situation to go with, especially if you have a very large amount of stuff that you want to be able to retrieve quickly, because with a service like Backblaze or any other offsite solution that's a online service that, you know, uploads and downloads information from your computer, when something happens, it's going to take a little bit of time for you to get your information back. You know, obviously if you have 8 terabytes worth of stuff that you're backing up on my backup hard drive in this example, if I have 8 terabytes of stuff, it's going to take a very long time to download all of that information, to download 8 terabytes of information. They can send you a hard drive with all your information on it, but then you have to pay extra for that. And so it's, you know, you might want to think about getting kind of different incremental backups set up. So that's why some people actually use the manual offsite solution, which is actually backing up your information on another external hard drive. So you're still buying certain equipment, backing up your information there, and then taking it physically to a different location. So, you know, I have a hard drive here. If I wanted to do that solution, I could take my hard drive and then take it over to a friend's house or my parents' house or something like that, and just keep the hard drive there, unplugged. Doesn't need to be plugged in. It just needs to be somewhere safe that's away from my home, and it's over there. So if something were to happen, I can go over there, and, you know, it won't be updated in real time, but if I have files that maybe legal documents or something like that, or photos that I know that haven't changed, home videos, home photos and stuff like that, that I want to make sure that they're over there safe. They're over there. They don't need to be changed every year or every frequently, but I probably do need to change them every year. So what I could do is go at the end of every year, go over to my parents' house or whoever's house the hard drive is at, grab that hard drive, come back home, update it, and then take it back over. Now, another type of on-site backup, where I mentioned I have an 8 terabyte hard drive that I just copy stuff to whenever I need it to be copied, there also are RAID systems. So a RAID system is similar to what you probably might have heard, maybe like the Drobo series, where it's like a bay, a little hut kind of thing, and you can put different hard drives in there. And what it will do, it'll back up to those hard drives independently. So let's say you have 5 hard drives in your little RAID system there. And this is kind of getting technical, but you'll kind of get it a little bit. But you have 5 hard drives in your little RAID system, and you have 2 hard drives that you write to that are active, that you write back and forth, that are constantly communicating with your computer. But you can actually set up the other 3 hard drives that you have as redundant backups of everything else. So those hard drives don't do anything but make copies of what's on those 2 other hard drives. So, for example, if one of those hard drives fail, all you have to do is pull it out and replace it with another one, and it'll download instantly that information. It'll start copying that information back, and you'll have a complete backup again. It's a great on-site solution if you want to spend the money to develop that and get all of that information and the hard drive and the hardware everywhere. If you want to do all that, you can definitely do that. I don't have that right now. I would love that solution, but I don't have it right now. But for those of you who can put out the expense of getting all that hardware there, it's a fantastic solution. But that's one thing I wanted to talk about when it comes to the photographyconcentrate.com. They, like I mentioned in the beginning of the podcast, they have a really great, it's not just a course in a way. It's kind of like a plan. It's like an instant plan that you can download into the PDF that will walk you through some different things. And it'll talk about some backup plans, some different types of backups, and what equipment that you will need, not just general equipment that anybody can buy, but types of information that you would need depending on what type of backups you want. And they've done a really great job of putting this It's about a 119-page PDF book. They put it together, and they made it kind of fun. It's not just a boring PDF that you might download and talk about. Oh, you need this type of hard drive to do this and copy this data over. No, it's actually kind of a kind of a fun way of doing it. And so the course, or the PDF booklet, is called Backup or Die: How to Keep Your Photos Safe. It's specifically meant for photographers, and it's a really awesome course that you can download. 60-day money back guarantee if you don't like it, but really great. I think everybody will like it. So it's actually helped me kind of improve my plan a little bit, because I do know with that 8 terabyte hard drive, I probably need to have a little bit more redundancy. So that's helped me improve my plan and kind of work through that a little bit. So if you want to check out what everything about that little PDF course there, if you want to check more information about that, from photographyconcentrate.com, I put that link in the description as well, so you can click over there and check out some information there. So that's it, guys. This is a quick episode about backups. It's just really important to talk about backups. And one of the main reasons I wanted to talk about that is because I did have a hard drive fail on me. It was actually one of my oldest hard drives that I've had. It's probably about a 9 or 10 year old hard drive, I believe. It failed. It just randomly went out. It would not read back and forth, and I had to get my information back from my offsite backup, my onsite solution, or my online solution. I had to get my information back there, download all of that information, had to get that back. And it was kind of a pain, but I'm glad I had my backup solution there. And all I had to do was just wait for the download to complete. And it doesn't just happen with old hard drives as well. I do want to talk about this real briefly before we get off the podcast here. It doesn't just happen with old hardware as well. I actually went on Amazon and bought a 2 terabyte, one of those, Passport hard drives, the little small ones that usually you just plug and play, take with you, pop it in your camera bag. I bought one of those 2 terabyte. It's actually a Toshiba 2 terabyte hard drive. It's about $75 or so. I bought that and maybe had that plugged into my computer for maybe a week and a half. And it gave a message one morning. It said, your hard drive is corrupt, basically. You cannot read any, or you cannot write any more information to your hard drive, but you can still get your hard drive. You can still see all the files on there. So technically it wasn't, corrupt all the way. I could still pull my information back, but I could not write anything else to that hard drive. So what I had to do is get my new hard drive that I ordered, copy all that information off of the corrupt one, and then just reformat the new one that I bought, the small Passport one. I had to reformat that one, and hopefully it works. I have not plugged it back in, but hopefully it works for another solution. So, again, it's not just old hard drives that are just sitting on your computer grinding away all the time. It could be a week old hard drive. You never know what's going to happen. And it happens both with solid state hard drives and with regular old school, read write hard drives. It happens with all that. So you never know what's going to happen, but it's always good to have a cool solution for backup. So if you want to check out an offsite solution for online backup, I would recommend Backblaze, but definitely just choose one and that works for you. And also check out the Photography Concentrate guys. They have their cool Protect Your Photos PDF course there. Really cool course there. So all the links in the description down below if you want to check all that out. But this has been Jordan from Sleek Lens, and back up your files, and I'll see you guys in the next podcast.